The audio that follows is an excerpt from the Pariyatti Dhamma podcast. This recording is from a lecture given by Essien Goenka on the Meditation Now tour in 2002, and it consists of the question and answer section from the end of the talk. We hope you enjoy it.
Are you a pope of Buddhism? I neither teach Buddhism nor I am a pope. I am an ordinary human being, a householder. I have learned this technique which has helped me, which has made me so peaceful, such an arrogant person, short-tempered person, hot-headed person. What a big change came in my life. How much peace and harmony I have gained. I want to share that peace and harmony. So nothing doing. No such gurudom of this religion or that religion. Vipassana is for all religions. And if somebody has no religion, then also Vipassana is good for this person. I belong to Mahayana faith. I am afraid that I will lose compassion for all beings if I work only for myself. Oh no! Such a great wrong impression about Vipassana has gone. If you are a Mahayanist, perfectly all right, be Mahayanist. But Buddha never taught Hinayana or Mahayana or Tantrayana or Dhyatayana. He taught Dhammayana, which is for everybody. All right, you call yourself Mahayani or you call yourself Theravada. It makes no difference. Everyone of every branch of Buddha's teaching accepts this inner essence, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, and the reaction that we do with the sensation on the body, pratitya samutpada is there, law of cause and effect is there. Just practice that and keep on calling yourself Mahayana or Anyana, makes no difference. You will have compassion if you are really practicing Vipassana. It will generate nothing but compassion for the others. It is not selfishness. You can't be selfish to just liberate yourself. Then you are not practicing Vipassana. If you liberate yourself by coming out of all the negativities, what remains is love, compassion and goodwill. And that is one with everybody. What is your message to the various expatriate population in Canada? All those who have come from different countries to this great country of Canada, I would say you should be grateful to this wonderful country. So magnanimously and liberally it has accepted you to live in this country, to have any profession in this country, earn money. All that you are earning is because you are living in this country. So always remain loyal to this country. Never do anything which will harm the people of this country or the government of this country. Never do anything. Always support. And you are coming from different countries, maybe from India or from Pakistan or Vietnam or China or Japan, from wherever you are coming. You will become a cementing factor to develop the strength of the friendship of these two countries. You will work on those ways, but never harm this country. You may have loyalty to your mother country also from where you are coming, but more loyalty should be country where you are staying now to the people. Be grateful to them that they have given you all the opportunity to stay here, live here. I was so pleased when this morning somebody told me, especially this city, wonderful city. All the religions of the world, people are here. From all the religions, from all the cultures, and they are living so peacefully, so harmoniously. This is Dhamma. This is the way of life. But go deeper so that you can have more love, more compassion, and more peace, more harmony. My husband needs this technique. How do I convince him? It shows that you need this technique more. Why you have aversion towards your husband? Have love and compassion. Practice this and you have so much love and compassion. And when your husband will see that big change has come in you, he will get attracted naturally. And he will also start practicing. This is the only way to bring your spouse to the path. Reiki is called universal life force energy. When I too am a part of the universe, how can Reiki be harmful to practice of Vipassana? Understand again, another misunderstanding, we are not against Reiki. By Reiki, if somebody is helping someone to come out of the misery of some this illness or that illness, wonderful, we support that. But don't mix it with Vipassana, that will become harmful. Vipassana is to observe your own vibrations, natural vibration. When you generate a defilement, anger or hatred or passion or ego, what sort of vibration you feel? When you generate love, compassion, what kind of vibration you feel? There is natural vibration, your own vibration. And if input is given of some outside vibration, there might be a clash inside. Not in every case, but we have found in some cases, people have gone out of the mental peace. They have become mental cases, so we have to be very careful. We are not here to harm anybody. Whatever help we can give to the people, we give people. Practice Vipassana. Keep it away from any other kind of technique. If you want to practice Reiki, but keep yourself away from Vipassana. Don't mix these two kinds of vibration. They might be harmful for you. I am an old student. What is the best way to maintain a daily discipline of sitting? Have a strong determination that I must sit every day, morning and evening. How many times you take your meals? Breakfast, lunch, then tea, and then again dinner, or maybe sometimes supper. You keep on giving this food to the body to make it, keep it healthy and strong. Mind also wants food. Two times you have to give this food to the mind. You meditate twice in the morning and evening, your mind becomes sound, healthy, strong. This is very important for you. Can I practice Vipassana while doing yoga and get the same result? Wonderful. Yoga, asana and pranayam part of yoga is very good. It is to keep your body healthy. It's a body exercise. But don't mix up any kind of meditation in the name of yoga. Vipassana should be kept free from all other kinds of meditations. But have physical exercise, yoga, wonderful, and have mental exercise with Vipassana, wonderful. You can have both. What to do about guilt, regret, self-punishment? All of them are wrong. You started generating negativity towards yourself. Oh, look, I did this, and you keep on repenting. It does not help. Never try to justify the wrong that you have done. Remember and accept that I have made a mistake and make a decision. In future, this will never happen. Have a strong decision, never happen. And practice Vipassana. By Vipassana, whatever impact you have of the past, it will start coming on the surface. This is the law of nature, according to Vipassana. It comes on the surface, you are equanimous. It comes on the surface, you are equanimous. Layers after layers of that impact will pass away. Chunks after chunks will pass away. You will have memory of that, but you won't have misery because of that. Practice Vipassana and you will come out of all this misery. I have an anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder. Can this technique cure my mind of this? Certainly, it is for this purpose. Any kind of impurity in the mind makes you so miserable. And this technique takes away all these impurities. If you have anxiety, and if you are a good Vipassana meditator, after you have learned properly, another great discovery made by this enlightened person, nothing can arise in the mind without a sensation on the body. And this is truth, which he realized. He discovered. So if there is anxiety, there must be a sensation on the body related to anxiety. So you keep on accepting the fact there is anxiety in my mind at this moment. Not anxiety due to this or that, nothing doing. Anxiety as anxiety. And what sensation? There must be a sensation on the body. Any sensation that you feel on the body is related to the anxiety. And keep on observing sensation. It is not eternal. It is not eternal. It arises, passes away. So anxiety which is related to this sensation is also not permanent. It is not eternal. Not eternal. It becomes weaker, weaker, weaker and passes away. And you are liberated from that. Any kind of disorder of the mind, it manifests at this anxiety or that anxiety, this worry or that worry, and you keep on observing with the sensation and you will be out of it. Why are we here on earth? Why is life so hard? You are responsible for that. None else. You are responsible. If I am living a hard life, I am responsible. Just find out that why we came on this earth. We are responsible for that. And we are, every moment, we are taking new birth and dying away. New birth and dying away. Every moment, birth, death, who is responsible? We are responsible. And every moment, we generate impurity, and we become miserable. Who is responsible? We are responsible. We can easily come out of it, and Vipassana will help you. Give me 10 days of your life. What is the difference between lust and passion, and what role do they play in the life of a Vipassana meditator? Passion can be positive, can be negative, but lust, it always overpowers you and you lose the sense of the mastery of your mind. So if you are a slave of lust, then quite possible. And I have come across people who are slave of lust. They become sex maniac, running here, running there, running here. And people who have taken a vow of celibacy, I will remain celibate for the whole life, and yet they keep on breaking, because of lust, they keep on breaking this law, and they keep on having such kind of heinous crime. It's all because of this lust. Come out of it, and you will find that you are a happier person. How do you forgive your enemies? Who is enemy? Who has done you some harm? You call him enemy. But whenever somebody does anything harm to you, he or she cannot do unless generating some impurity or the other. And every time this person generates impurity, he's a miserable person. Now you know with your experience of Vipassana, this person is a miserable person. Burning, all the time burning. And somebody is burning, you don't feel like throwing petrol on this person. You feel like throwing some cold water. Have metta, love, compassion for this person. But if he keeps on harming you, this does not mean that I am a Vipassana meditator, let anybody harm me, like a vegetable, let anybody come and cut me. No, this is not dharma. You have to stop this person from doing that. With all the love and compassion, explain what you are doing. You are harming yourself, harming others. If this person does not understand soft language, soft action, take hard action. Have hard language, nothing wrong. But without anger, without hatred. Otherwise you have started harming yourself. So before you take any strong action, first examine what sensations you are having. Few seconds, what sensations, and see you are equanimous with the sensation. You are not generating any kind of anger or hatred. Then take a strong action. It won't harm you, it won't harm the other person also. It will have good effect on the other person. And with anger, if you say something, it won't have any good effect. Anger will generate only anger. Animosity will generate only an animosity. Nothing, no good result will come. So this technique will help you to help yourself and help others. What level of enlightenment have you achieved? If I say I am fully enlightened, will you agree? And if I say I am not enlightened, then you will say, why I waste my time with this person? Enlightenment is progressive enlightenment. I remember before Vipassana, I was such an unenlightened person, such an ignorant person. And after that, how enlightenment started, little. I have changed myself. I am living a better life. So my way of life, my way of behavior with the people, that is the only way to judge whether I am enlightened or not, or how much enlightened. And get that enlightenment yourself also. Have you ever met the Dalai Lama? Could you comment on his technique? A wonderful, saintly person. Such a wonderful, saintly person. He's so close to me. We have been meeting so many times. He came to my house and so many functions we are together. And he knows what I am teaching. And he's so happy. What you are teaching is perfectly all right. And whatever he's teaching, we have nothing, no comment. whatever he teaches, the base is the same. The base of living a moral life, a controlled mind, and a pure mind with love, compassion, and goodwill is the same. I remember he invited me to give a course to the high-grade lamas in Dharamshala. I gave a course. I was so pleased to serve them. At the end of the course, when I met him again, and he met his students, his lamas, and then he said, all these days, I had a wrong concept that these Hinayanis or Theravadis, they don't have compassion. They only work for themselves. And now whatever I hear about you, so much of compassion. So from today onwards, I have taken away that kind of wrong judgment that I am making. So very wonderful person and very saintly person, and I am happy to say that I am so close to him. Can we hear from your wife? Is she happy? Look how much I have spoken, and I keep on speaking for hours together. If she also keeps on speaking, you'll all get bored. You run away from your house. So let one man speak. Good enough. And she does her job. She is with me all the time and giving love, compassion, vibrations to everybody. And that is why you all listen so calmly, pin drop silence, because of her. So her presence is very necessary. What is the fifth precept? Abstain from intoxicants, taking intoxicants. All the first four will always get broken when you are slave of intoxicants. I found when I give courses to many people, and especially when I give courses in the prison, majority of the crimes, people, those who committed those crimes, are under the influence of alcohol. So this is precept is very important. And for a Vipassana meditator, one will understand as one progresses on the path, even a drop of this alcohol going inside or drug going inside, anything intoxicant going inside, one will lose the balance of the mind. The meditation will become weak. One cannot feel the reality as it is. So this fifth precept is very important. How can I live more simply in a complicated society? Let the society be complicated. Why you want to become complicated? You live a simple life. They are miserable if they are living a complicated life. Have compassion on them, but don't follow them. Don't become miserable yourself. Is the knowledge of chakras useful in Vipassana? What are chakras? When the Vipassana was lost in the country, unfortunately, it worked only about 500 years in India. After that, totally got lost. Went to other countries, there also it got lost. Only one country maintained in its pristine purity, Myanmar, Burma. And very few people, from teacher to pupil, from teacher to pupil, they maintained the purity, and that is why it has come back. So when the country of origin, India, lost it, there was still a memory that there was a technique where every particle of the body, every atom of the body got enlivened, and you feel sensations everywhere, so pleasant, subtle vibrations. And they were seeking for that, how to get it, how to get it, with different kinds of asanas and bandha and all that. They felt some sensation on the spinal cord. These nerve centers on the spinal cord, they started getting sensation. Ah, wonderful. Yes, wonderful. When people doesn't have any sensation, subtle sensation, they start feeling some sensation, good. But Vipassana takes you to the stage where you feel sensation on every particle of the body. The spinal cord is a part of the body, and you feel sensations there. So without denouncing anything that people are doing, practice Vipassana, and you will have understood what is the difference between the two. Why levitation happens during meditation? If you look for levitation, then you're not practicing properly. All these kinds of things come, but keep on understanding, they are impermanent, they are not eternal. One feels so light, as if one is flying in the air. Open your eyes and see, you're not flying in the air, you're just sitting there. Madness, different kinds of hallucinations will come. Don't give importance to these hallucinations. Keep on living with the truth as it is. Can very elderly people practice this technique, or is it better suited for youth? It is suited for everyone. Human being is human being. Very elderly people are coming to the courses. I remember one very old lady, 93 years old, and she came to the course, she worked all right, and the 10th day she was so happy. She was carrying a stick when she came with a bent back, and 10th day she threw away that stick. I have not thrown away, I still keep it. The benefit is there for everyone, whoever works. Age is no problem, of course, if you have got problems, some physical problems, then all comforts will be given. As you live in your house so properly, people have coming in the wheelchair in the Dhamma hall, in the meditation hall, going to their residence in the wheelchair, nothing wrong. So all comforts will be given. There will be somebody to look after you. Did you ever meet Mother Teresa? If so, what was her message to you? Unfortunately, I didn't meet, but I met a number of the students of Mother Teresa, and whatever information I get, she was a saintly person, very saintly person, always having compassion for others and working for the good of others. If I had met, I would have experienced that vibrations, but whatever I heard from others, she was really a saintly person. What is a man's relationship to God? What is God? God is truth. God is love. God is compassion. God is purity. You keep on developing those qualities in you. Be with the truth, first important thing. Our saints, after Buddha also, all the saints, they gave so importance to truth. Be with the truth. And one of our saints says, Adi Sach, Jugadi Sach, Hai Bhi Sach, Nanak Hosi Bhi Sach. You start with the truth. Always you will start with the gross truth. But as you proceed, subtler, 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 subtlest truth pertaining to the matter, subtlest truth pertaining to the mind and mental contents, then you transcend that and you experience the ultimate truth. All the field of mind and matter, arising, passing, is impermanent. But when you experience something beyond that, it is eternal. Nothing rises, nothing passes. And the aim of all the meditators to reach that stage. So it works with the truth only. If you forget truth and you start having imaginations, then you can't reach that stage. You will get caught up with bigger imagination. So leave imagination aloof. Remain with the truth, truth that you experience from moment to moment. Kim sachya raho viye, kim kude tutte paal, hukum rajai challana nanak likhya naal. All the saints in India, they said the same thing. Be with the truth, and then you will understand the law of nature. Hukum rajai, what is the law of the nature? What this nature wants, or what the God Almighty wants? The law is remain pure. Don't break this law, otherwise you will be punished. And this becomes so clear by your own experience. So the truth is most important. Remain with the truth, all others will come automatically. What do Buddhists believe about life after death? Something I want to clarify, if there is time. There is no such thing as Buddhism. There is no such thing as Buddhist. Buddha never taught Buddhism. Buddha never made a single person a Buddhist. We have got 15,000 pages of his words and 35 pages of commentaries and sub-commentaries. We have put that all in the CD-ROM, and there's a search program there, and we found this word Buddhism is missing. The word Buddhist is missing. In Sanskrit or in Pali we say Bodh. The word Bodh is missing. He taught Dhamma. Everywhere he says Dhamma, Dharma, Dharma. And those who follow Dharmiko, Dharmik, Dharmik. Dhamma is law of nature, which is universal for everybody. And Dhammiko is one who is following the law of nature. This is what Buddha taught. So there is no such thing as Buddhism, but people have started calling it Buddhism. Nothing wrong, but one must keep on understanding that Buddha's teaching is Dharma. If it is Buddhism, then it is only for the Buddhist. Like Hinduism only for the Hindus, Christianity for the Christians, Judaism for the Jewish, Islam for the Muslims. Dhamma is for all. Law of nature is for all. And Buddha taught something which is applicable to everyone, it is for all. And what was the question? You believe about life after death. As I said, every moment there is death and a new life, death and new life. Same thing will happen at the end of the life. Why worry for that? Be aware of the present moment. This is much more important. And the future, it will be taken care of. Future is nothing but the product of the present, as the present is nothing but the product of the past. You make your present all right and don't care what happens in the future. It will be always good. Need not worry. At the death, you will get promotion, no demotion. What is the exact meaning regarding rediscovered by Buddha? Yes, rediscovered. This Gautama was not the only Buddha. Before him, there were so many Buddhas. And everyone who becomes Buddha by realizing the truth within oneself, by vipassana. And interval between one Buddha and the other Buddha is so big, by that time words remain, but the meaning gets lost. The technique gets lost. Sometimes the words also get lost. When I went to my teacher, I come from a very staunch conservative Hindu family, and when I went to my teacher, he said, I will teach you a technique of your country, and we call it vipassana. Vipassana? I wondered, what is this word? I never heard. I went back home and went through the Hindi dictionary. The word was not there. I went through the Sanskrit dictionary that I had. The word was not there. So even this word got lost, what to talk of the technique. So that is why we say rediscovered, because the past Buddha had discovered it, or again, he also rediscovered it, made it popular, people made use of it, and slowly it got lost. Anybody again becomes Buddha will again rediscover it, make it popular for the good of the people. Do you feel prayer is useful? What do you think of prayer? Well, when you pray something to get something, you crave something, then with vipassana you will lose that. But you pray to any god or goddess or with whom you have got devotion, faith, then remember the quality of this person and get inspiration to develop those very qualities in you. That is the best way of paying respect. That's the best way of praying. If you don't get those qualities and you expect something wonderful to happen, I am full of impurity and I want to get union with the ultimate truth, whom we call God, which is nothing but purity, how can that union be there? So I develop those qualities. I become purer and purer and purer and become more and more love, compassion, goodwill. I become union with the ultimate truth. So become a God yourself. So much great art, music, etc. was inspired by passion. How will great art be produced without passion? Take 10-day vipassana and you will know how it will help. Artist becomes better artist. A poet becomes a better poet. A writer becomes a better writer. Everybody in any kind of profession becomes more efficient in that profession. Why? Because mind is purer and purer. You will have an art prepared by you, but that will not harm anybody. It will not generate craving, generate violence towards others, harming towards others. It will generate love and compassion, and it will be appreciated by everyone. But one has to practice and then see the result. That result will always be good for you. Any more? There are many more. You give only this much? And after that I am liberated? Be happy. What is our responsibility to our aging parents who do not do any spiritual practice? There is no meritorious deed, no meritorious deed greater than serving one's old mother and father. This is so important. If somebody wants to live a life of dharma, a big responsibility is to look after the old mother, old father. One says, I don't care about mother or father. I am on the spiritual path. I get my liberation. Then just now that question came that you are only so selfish, you want only your liberation. No. But the best service that you can give to your old mother, old father is encourage them and take them to a course of 10 days. That is the best present. Because they will change their life, otherwise they are miserable all the time. They are worrying, worrying. When the old age comes, one starts worrying about the old age. Look, there are wrinkles near my eyes. The eyes have become swollen. Oh, look, I am not so firm. I walk with a stick. Worry, worry. And fear all the time. Oh, look, death is coming. Death is coming. That will all go away. One will keep smiling with every situation. And when the death comes, one is so happy to face the death. No Vipassana meditator, as far as our information goes, just 2-3 cases where we didn't get proper information, no Vipassana meditator has died unconsciously. No Vipassana meditator has died in fear or crying. Everybody dies smilingly, observing the breath, observing the sensation, and passes away. So, art of dying. Help your parents to learn art of dying. And for art of dying, you have to learn art of living. So, bring them to the course and serve them properly so that they can get this art of living and also art of dying and live the rest of the life very peacefully and harmoniously. How come the country that kept the tradition pure is in such a mess? Unfortunately, the country has lost Vipassana. If there was Vipassana, this country would have never been in mess. Because every country, wherever it went, it lost Vipassana. But the time has ripened now. I find everywhere there is encouragement and people are coming to the courses. Every center that we have, always they have with some waiting list. That means people are now interested and more centers are coming up. So many people come to listen Dhamma. How will they come? Because they have learned, they have heard from somebody that this is a good path. Let me see what this path is. Let me see what this fellow coming from India, what he is going to teach us, what he says. So they come and they get inspired. And I see many of them, they start coming to the 10-day courses. And many of them help to have centers more and more so that people get more and more benefit. So when the Vipassana again starts, time has now ripened for Vipassana to start again. The clock of Vipassana has struck and more people get benefit. The country of origin will also get benefit. Other countries will also get benefit and the world will be better than what it is today. Can this technique be learned at home? That means you don't want to come in a course for 10 days? You are so busy. How can I spare 10 days? I come from a business house, a business family. About half of my life I spent in business. So I know business people, how they bargain. So when I went to my teacher, I said, sir, how can I spare 10 days? I am such a busy person. So much of responsibility, business responsibility, industrial responsibility, social responsibility, family responsibility. But look, I am a very intelligent person. You give me a technique, I'll practice at home and I'll get the benefit. My teacher just laughed. All right, I'll come for one day. You teach me, then I practice at home. Nothing doing. You have to spare 10 days, as I explained to you. First 3 days necessary to make the mind sharp to feel the sensations. And then it takes time to feel all kinds of sensations. And then it takes time to train the mind to remain equanimous with the sensation. 10 days is a very short period. Give 10 days of your life and you will find that you are not wasted. Hundreds and thousands of people who have taken Vipassana, not a single person has said to me or to others that I wasted my 10 days. Nobody wastes 10 days. They get benefit, less or more, according to the efforts that they make. You have been instrumental in bringing the Dhamma to so many people. Are you worried that a Goenka sect or cult might begin when you pass away? Then I am not teaching properly. If my teaching will bring a cult, that is a wrong teaching. How can it bring a cult? People who practice the truth, the reality of the vibrations, really to the impurity, and observing it equanimously, how they come out of it, will not miss the technique, they will maintain it. If you start mixing something else with it, then whatever you mix, that will become predominant and vipassana will go away. Like the spirituality, everybody talks of spirituality. People from every religion say spirituality. Our religion also spirituality, moral life, peaceful life, harmonious life, our religion, but I don't practice. So if you don't practice and it is only in your religion, what's the use of it? Similarly, people will keep on talking, we also accept vipassana is good, but I don't practice. If you don't practice, what you will gain? If people keep on practice, it will not turn into a cult or a sect. I am taking antidepressant medication. Will this hinder my vipassana practice? Should I stop taking them? Don't stop taking now. Come to vipassana and then you will get rid of it easily. Because you get a better medicine. The best medicine is vipassana. When you're observing, when there is a depression, you just accept the fact, there is depression in my mind at this moment. After you practice vipassana, there is depression in my mind. Not depression due to this or due to that, nothing doing. Again, it will become intellectual game only. There is depression, abstract depression as depression. And according to law of nature, nothing can arise in the mind without a sensation in the body. So certainly there is a sensation in the body which is related to this depression. Accept there is depression and keep on observing the sensation. Impermanent, look, arising, passing, not eternal. So this depression is also not eternal. Let me see how long it lasts. It becomes weaker and passes away. A wonderful technique to help you to come out of all kinds of miseries. Miseries are because of the mind, the defilement of the mind. And when you observe the defilement of the mind with sensation, understanding it is impermanent, keeping your mind equanimous with that, you are coming out of that particular defilement, you are coming out of that particular misery that you are feeling. So spare 10 days and experience the technique and enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness.